absolutely delighted today to propose that the council allocate 500,000 matching money along with the FAI's 500,000 and Fin Harp's own resources 500,000, and this is to match the government, Jack Chambers' recent announcement there of 4 million towards the stadium. So all systems are low now. It's a matter now of just getting a go ahead from the Minister, Jack Chambers, to accept the proposal that's there. And we know the department already has a proposal. So absolutely delighted for Paul McLoone, his whole team at Fin Harps, all of the supporters and all of the people of the county. This is a Donegal, County Donegal Community Stadium, and they have great plans for it. And where it's located, it really adds to existing facilities there, the Fin Valley Centre, swimming pool, training pitches, and recently we've seen McCool's GA moving down into that area. We've also seen the Fin Harps Academy. So it's all together. It's great to have it in the centre of the town. Southern Belfast has always been known for, but everybody emphasises this is Donegal. Need all of Donegal behind Harps as a team, but supporting this project. And great praise to the committee, and very grateful to both the management and the staff here in Donegal County Council and the members. You know, at a time when there's an awful lot of matching funding required for some of the big projects, again, the 9 million in Belfast, the urban regeneration going on in Letterkenny, multiples of million, Cairn Donna, Borton Port, all of the project. It's a big ask of the council, massively. Like, we just recently approved to borrow him for 20 million of matching funding, and but we're just going to have to bite or dig deep and go on forward if we want to develop the county. And sports recreation is important of the sort of family quality of life, things we like to do, jobs, infrastructure, but also having good quality of life. And people need their enjoyment at the weekend, and bringing, why not Donegal, whether it's GAA, women's football or anything else. Very important.
As you say, it's been a long time coming, and this stadium has been in the pipeline for a long time, so over 10 years. So it's a great day today then to finally get, some welcome news on the progress.
Yeah, it was actually nearly 20 years ago we stood there on that site with my colleague Alice Boner, with Mary Collin, Pat the Coat, Danny Yenley, all the people of the day. And then way back over 10 years ago we turned the sod then to get it ahead, and the council again was very much involved in that, and Francie Coyle was a big involvement in that, and the council, as director of services, and we put it together, and it was a dream that everybody had, along with Fin Harps and Patsy McGonigal, all the people about swimming pools and Fin Harps, and it's great now. It's just another legacy, and it's actually straight across the road now from the new school that opened a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of these things we thought never see it, never happen. But it do happen, and as I say now, we're just waiting on the word today from the Minister, Jack Chambers, just give us that final go-ahead. But the money now is in place, and I know Paul McLoone and his team in Belfast have done a lot of work and homework on this, so we're good to go.